Bringing it back to your house at Rosie on the House. This is that hour of the show every Saturday morning where we tour the state and talk with folks located all over the great state of Arizona, because they're joining the conversation by dialing toll-free 1-888-767-4348. And we'll see if there's any way we can help everybody out. David's calling from Pima County. Let's bring David into the conversation. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Hey, super fantabulous.
Great. Question. The other day I came out and found a pool of water on my property, which is obviously sewage. It turned out to be that the septic tank, the pipe that leads into the tank to the distribution box has been crushed.
Lovely,
huh? The smell is just wonderful.
Oh, yes. It always happens just before the holiday season when all the family's invited over.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'm doing the work myself. The question I have is this. The pipe is a thin wall pipe, first of all.
Okay.
Can it be replaced with something heavier? And what kind of bedding should I put under the pipe when I replace it?
Well, for bedding, and I'm guessing that we're probably, you know, the import at most septic tanks is usually about 3 to 4 feet deep. Have you had to go that deep to get it?
Actually, no.
Okay.
This is probably about 8 inches. The tank itself is about 8 inches below ground.
Okay.
And the exit of the pipe that goes from the tank to the distribution box was about 2.5 feet down.
2.5 feet down. And it got crushed. Can you tell what crushed it? Was it actually weight of traffic?
No, I mean, this is nothing near it. I think what's happened basically was that as the rains came, something shifted, and the top of the pipe had about a 9-inch gash on it. And with all that caliche out there, you've got all that rock and everything else that's mixed in with it.
Okay. Well, David, I tell you what. I would want you to call one of our two plumbing experts in Pima County and ask them what pipe they would recommend specifically and where specifically you could get it at possibly wholesale cost. You have access to a computer?
Oh, sure.
Okay. Have you ever been to our referral directory, rosieonthehouse.com?
Actually, no.
Okay. Well, David, go to rosieonthehouse.com, and you'll have the opportunity to plug in by what region. Of course, you'll be the Tucson region. You'll have a choice of category, plug in plumbing, and then ask for a search, and you'll come up with Woods Plumbing that's located up in Marana, but they service the entire Pima County area.
I just called and answered. They answered, and they do work on septics.
Okay. And then you've got...
Here's the thing. I have to do all this work myself.
No, that's okay. That's okay. All I'm saying is if you'll call them and talk with them, they'll talk to you for free.
Great. No,
they'll tell you exactly what pipe you ought to be using. You might even be able to shoot them a photograph of what it is you're dealing with. Let them take a look at it. And, you know, they'll be able to coach you from a true professional plumbing perspective. And it's Woods Plumbing, and then it's also Intelligent Design Plumbing, two of our Rosie certified plumbers serving the Pima County area. That's tough, David, but like Romy says, Woods Plumbing's answering the phone right now. So give them a ring, and they'll guide you along what you need and where you can go pick it up. And that's a situation you want to get fixed as soon as possible. I can appreciate the agony of having to deal with that. It's such a beautiful Saturday morning.
Right. That's how you want to spend it? No, I don't think so.
Ooh. Yeah.
1-888-767-4348. Dave, we answer that number during the week, so call us back if you get stuck or need additional help. And we're also here for another hour and a half.
That's right.
Wow, we're already 2.5 hours through.
Yeah.
Goodness, it's flying.
It's flying.
Let's go to Tim in Scottsdale and talk about roofing. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Very well.
Good. I got a question about metal roofing. My house is getting ready to need a new roof, and I was kicking that around. I just wondering what your thoughts were as far as a metal roof versus asphalt shingles or whatever other kind is available.
Well, for permanence and for low maintenance, you can't buy, in my opinion, a much better roof than a metal roof. You put it up there, it's installed correctly with all the flashing in the right place, and you're probably not going to have to touch that roof again in your lifetime. So I love them. The problem, Tim, is there aren't a lot of roofers that do them. And I can't for the life of me figure out why that's the case.
Well, I will tell you why. When I built in Whitman, it was cheaper for me. I got no price breaks. It was cheaper for me to have Lyons Roofing come out and install a 50-year, three-tab asphalt shingle than it was for me to go buy the metal material to do it myself.
Metal roof can be expensive. Tim, we can only send you to the Rosie Certified Roofers. Don't know that any of them do metal, but they can refer somebody to you that does.
And then you can go to steel manufacturing. It's like Bunger Steel sells a lot of metal roofing and see
who they supply.
Absolutely.